I am Reese Kim.
And I am Jin Kim, Reese's dad.
And we're in Marietta, California. So, Jin, tell me a bit about your life.
Well, Reese, I was born in 1972. I was originally born in Seoul, South Korea. And I grew up, when I was living in Korea, I kind of lived in one of those like typical Asian type homes where they had those sliding doors, paper mache doors, and all that stuff. And then I moved to the United States in 1979 when I was 7 years old. And then we initially moved to the LA area for roughly about 6 months. And then we ended up moving to the Bay Area. And I kind of grew up in the Bay Area most of my life. And so, that's basically it. I went to elementary school there, junior high school, college in that area. And then that's where I got married. And then after I got married, several years later, we decided to move to Marietta, California.
Oh, okay. So what was it like living over there in the 80s?
In the 80s were the great years because they always say that the 80s musics are the best.
Yeah.
It is true.
Oh.
But no, 80s were great. I remember certain things of the 80s, like certain World Series games. But growing up, it wasn't bad. There were challenges growing up, just like any other household.
Yeah.
And any other kid growing up, during a certain era. But I would say it was fun. Just the music alone, just remembering, hanging out with friends. We actually had drive-ins there.
Yeah.
For movie theaters. They don't have those anymore, where you actually take the car.
Yeah.
And then, I'm not sure if they still exist, but you take the car and then you have these big speakers, you put it on your window, and then you watch a movie, basically outdoors in your car. I remember things like that. And then now you look at the 80s in movies and you have, people dressed up in the 80s, and it looks so long ago, but that's basically the era that I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, 80s were a great, great decade for sure.
So you were mentioning the music. What were your favorite bands?
There were several favorite bands in the 80s. One of them, my absolute favorite band, was and is still U2.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're an amazing band, and they were an amazing band. I would say, definitely in the 80s. Some of the other bands that I listened to were like the Pet Shop Boys, Morrissey. He was in a band called the Smiths, but he went solo. The Morrissey, Depeche Mode. It's a lot of the alternative bands from overseas, like from Europe. Those are a lot of bands from there that I was really into. But a lot of the 80s bands were kind of like, made up that way. But, those were some of my favorite bands for sure.
And when did you discover them?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would say U2, I discovered them probably in the early 80s.
Yeah.
That's when I started getting to know more about them. And then, Depeche Mode, and then probably the mid to the latter part of the 80s. And then I actually went to a lot of different concerts. I've never had the opportunity to go to a U2 concert, but the other ones like Depeche Mode, Cure, Pet Shop Boys, bands like that, I went to their concerts, but U2, those tickets were always hard to get.
Oh, yeah. What was your favorite concert?
I would say my favorite concert actually was the Pet Shop Boys. I remember I forgot the theater or the venue they had it in San Francisco. But the reason why they were the favorite was not only did I like their music, but it was kind of unique, their concert. Almost every song, they try to turn it into almost like a little play.
Oh.
And it was so unique that I heard that Broadway actually wanted them there. but they couldn't do it at that time because they had, you know, they were traveling for concert tours. But yeah, I would say that, you know, mainly because of the uniqueness of their concert, I would say the Pet Shop Boys concert was probably one of my favorites.
Oh, that's nice. So, yeah, and what was school like in, back in, over in that time?
In the 80s? Well, in the 80s, I went through high school through the 80s, right?
Yeah.
So I also went to, elementary, junior high, and high school in the 80s. And I actually grew up in a very tough part of, I lived in San Jose, California.
Yeah.
Nowadays, San Jose, California, a lot of the places, they're, you know, pretty nice wherever you live. But the place that I lived in San Jose, California, was pretty rough. There were a lot of gang members and gang activities and things like that. And even in high school, there was a lot of that. And we actually had narcs. Narcs are like undercover cops, try to pretend to be like students, things like that. And we actually had cops on campus. But I always hung out with good people. Which was good.
Yeah.
But in terms of school itself, I didn't really focus on the people of the gang activities. And I think because I hung around with the good people, a lot of that, you know, just, I didn't think too much about it. So in terms of schooling, I remember it being fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I had some really good teachers, especially science teachers, English teachers. And I remember I really enjoyed PE because I was very active. I always liked playing sports. But I remember having really good friends too. And that made it really enjoyable. So I do have, I think my 80s, the school, my education in the 80s, you know, even the environment wasn't the most ideal.
Yeah.
You know, you make what you make out of it with the friends you have and what you focus on. So it was good.
Yeah. So tell me about a vivid memory during your school days.
You mean like in high school or just any school days?
High school? Yeah.
I would say in high school, it was interesting because I was trying to, out for the sports team. I wanted to play baseball because baseball is my favorite sport. So I tried out for baseball. I wasn't horrible at it, but there were a lot of other good players. So I didn't make it. I got cut. And my friends thought, they were very kind and they were supporting me thinking that I was feeling bad, but I didn't actually.
Oh.
I just took that opportunity and decided to join the swim team.
Yeah.
And I loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Swimming is hard. But after I got into shape and then got into competition, it was so much fun. And I swam for 4 years. And I would say that, you know, being part of a swim team and getting to know all the people in the swim team and then going to different schools in competition, getting to know them, and just that whole experience alone, I think was, you know, that just kind of stood out.
Yeah. So what is your most favorite memory of the swim team?
My favorite memory, I would say, you know, it's kind of interesting because whenever you won your competition, so you swim against another team, another high school team. But I would say the relays were always fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, swimming is generally like an individual sport in a sense. If you win, you help, you get points, and then your whole team wins. So in that way, it's a team sport too. But when you do relays, you know that's truly a team sport because you rely on your other teammates to win that particular race because everybody plays a role in it.
Yeah.
On a relay. And so I would say that you know, in terms of swimming, you know, winning relays and swimming with my other teammates, you know, that was fun.
So did you ever win an award?
I did. I was, whenever you won your competition or your race, whenever you did it, then you'll have a little tiny snippet on the newspaper, local newspaper,
yeah,
saying, you know, so-and-so team, you know, met with had a meet with this other team and the winners of these races. And so whenever you won first place, your name will be listed there and what you won. And so that's not technically a war, but that was pretty cool to have.
Yeah.
And then I won, at the end of the year, they always give out awards. So they give out, like, you know, the most valuable swimmer award and things like that. And so I ended up winning that. And then there were also, like, competitions, you know, local district competitions, and I won some races there.
Oh. So, moving on, did you ever have a nickname in high school?
I did. It was kind of interesting because I'm the youngest of three boys. I have two older brothers, and we're only about a year and a half apart. So, we were actually, all three of us were in high school at the same time at one point.
Yeah.
When my oldest brother was a senior, I was a freshman. And then my second brother, I think, was a junior or sophomore, I forget. But and we all had the same name, Jin, yeah. Kim. In Korea, they give us different middle names. But when you come to the United States, you don't generally go by the middle name. So you just say the first name and the last name. So everybody kind of knew us by Jin Kim. And so they used to call us first Jin, second Jin, and third Jin. And I was third Jin because I was a third person. But they also, I also adopted an American name, Eric.
Yeah.
And then the joke is that this happened where my swim coach actually, you know, put my middle name, Eric, as my middle name. And so when they announced it, it came as generic Kim. And so I ended up adopting that nickname throughout my remainder of my high school years, is generic.
So who called you by that name?
I would say, you know, my good friends.
Yeah.
And it was all in fun. And I never took myself that seriously. I was always pretty decent at laughing at myself. So I didn't really take those things seriously. You know, when your friends, you know, use that name, it's all in fun.
Yeah.
They didn't do it, you know, to hurt you or, you know, make you feel bad or anything. So, you know, I actually liked it.
Yeah. Okay, next question, what job do you have as a teenager and how did it pay?
Well, my parents owned their own business.
Yeah.
And so my job was basically working for them. And it was hard work. And they didn't pay very well. Oh. They basically gave me an allowance. But their allowance, but if I made minimum wage back then and the amount of hours I was working, I should have been probably paid 10 times more than what they paid me. So, you know, given that I was working for my parents, I didn't get paid very much. I did work, my dad's friend owned what they called a convenience store, a quick stop.
Yeah.
So I ended up working for him for a few months, and obviously he paid me regular wages and ended up making probably way more money than I ever made at my parents' place. But, you know, those were mainly the two jobs, but I mostly worked for my parents in my teenage years to help them out.
Okay. Tell me about a memory you had at your parents' shop.
Well, my parents owned two different businesses, you know, throughout my high school year. And I will say the memories I have are waking up early. I remember, you know, even on weekends, I would wake up 4 in the morning and my dad would wake me up and I would have to go with him. And because when you own stores, like grocery stores, you have to go to these, you know, distributors and buy, you know, boxes of lettuce, bananas, whatever, to, you know, stock up your groceries and other things. And so you drive around there and you pick it up and you have to prepare the store to open. So those are the memories I have actually working in the stores. Is the fact that you learn to appreciate how hard it is. A lot of times when people don't know that, they think that they just kind of open the store at, you know, and they get to the store 30 minutes before the store opens, they open the doors, and no, that wasn't the case.
Yeah.
You know, they opened the store at 9 a.m., but my dad was up 3 in the morning, and they woke me up at 4 in the morning to go with them, and so you do a lot of prep. And so you appreciate the fact that when you're a business owner, you have to work really long hours and really hard.
Yeah. So, did you ever feel that you were missing out on anything working for your parents?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
You know, when you're that age and you have to work so hard, you know, obviously, I almost basically worked probably more than part-time during the week. During that whole week, I think I actually ended up working probably full-time. And then I used to have to study and whatnot, and you couldn't do a lot of after-school activities.
Yeah.
I was able to do swimming, which was nice, but even after practice, I still had to go work for my parents, and because they still closed at 9, 10 at nighttime. And so do I feel like I missed that? Absolutely. You know, you can't do things like hang out with your friends after practice, or you can't join other type of clubs. Things like that. So, yeah, at that age. But you do it, I did it out of a sense of obligation.
Yeah.
You know, loyalty to my parents. And at the moment, sure, I felt like I was missing out on things. But in hindsight, as you get older, you realize, well, you know what? You know, those are things that you have to do sometimes. And I don't regret it because I think it's given me good work ethic.
Oh, yeah.
From
that
regard.
Yeah. So, did you keep up with things going on in the world growing up?
That's a good question. From what I remember, probably not too much.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, I did keep up with certain events, but not as much as I've gotten older.
Yeah.
You know, I think the things that I really keep track of are things that I was interested in.
Yeah.
More in like in the athletic world, things like that. But in terms of like the political world, political area and things of that nature, I don't think I really kept up too much in those types of areas. And you know, you keep up with like local news. Even then, I don't remember watching a lot of local news.
Yeah. Yeah.
But even then, you know, I think those are the things that maybe I kept up with. But overall, not as much as I do now.
Yeah. So back then, could computers search the news?
No. Yeah, it was totally different. Back then, I mean, in the 80s, my first computer was the Apple IIe.
Yeah.
Apple IIe was your phone that we're using right now.
Yeah.
Has way probably 100,000 times more power than the Apple IIe had. And Apple IIe was just such a, reflecting back on it, it was a big computer, but it wasn't a very powerful computer.
Oh,
and back then, they didn't really have the internet to go online or anything like that either. And so that didn't come about until probably, you know, later on. So, I, you know, it's not like I could go online and search for news and things like that, where now you could go to like sites in Google or Yahoo and you could have all the information right in front of you. It wasn't like that back then.
Oh, so back then, was that like the Apple IIe like a big thing?
For Apple people who liked Apple, I think in computer in general, because IBM was pretty big, but IBM computers were pretty expensive too.
Yeah.
A lot of, well, computers in general were pretty expensive back then.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would say Apple IIe, and then my brother actually ended up messing up the motherboard, and so we ended up getting another one, Apple IIgs, which was like the next model. It's like, whoa.
Oh.
But it still wasn't very powerful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what would you do on the computer?
Mainly because, you know, you could play some like really low power games like Pong and things like that.
Yeah.
But it wasn't very graphic intensive. You can't do anything that graphic intensive because, you know, it just wasn't built for stuff like that. So you could do like word processing.
Yeah.
So which was actually a big thing.
Yeah.
Because back then, before that, you were using typewriters, which were kind of painful, right?
Yeah.
To type in. So the word processor helped out a lot, and you could actually copy it to this 5 1/4 inch floppy drive, this really big floppy drive, and things like that. So it was pretty innovative back then.
Yeah. So what other pieces of technology did you have around?
Oh, back then?
Yeah.
I guess we didn't have cell phones.
Yeah.
We had obviously television.
Yeah.
You know, telephone.
Yeah.
Radios. You know, I guess, you know, nowadays you guys wouldn't consider that technology, but
it's a form.
Yeah. And you know, back then that's basically what I remember. I don't remember dealing with a lot of gadgets.
Yeah.
Back then. And I think that's what that simplicity actually was kind of good.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you know, it helped me to be more reliant on other ways to be, you know, imaginative and do other things outside, rather than, you know, relying so heavily on electronic devices.
Yeah. So so what would you do with your friends back then?
Back then, we played probably card games, board games.
Yeah.
We spent a lot of time outside, bike riding. We used to make ramps and jump on, you know, go fast and jump over ramps, over objects and things like that. And we used to play a lot of sports, whether it was like two-hand touch football, baseball. There was a lot of outside activity, you know, whether it was going hiking, things like that. But we rarely ever, we go watch movies every once in a while.
Yeah.
And maybe play some Atari video games.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right, Atari. That was another electronic, I guess. But we didn't get that until later.
Oh, yeah, like when?
I forget the year, but that was a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, I remember, you know, we got hooked on it.
Oh, yeah.
Playing games and trying to get high scores and games. I forgot the game names, too. But I remember, and friends used to come over. I guess that was the kind of like a foreshadow of the things to come, where so many people play video games now.
Oh, yeah.
But when we started playing that, we definitely stopped being a lot less active outside.
Did playing on the Atari, like, how long did that go on?
I don't remember the exact length, but I know we probably had that for a few years.
Yeah.
Probably a couple years or so. And then, but we used to play a lot, and then our neighbors' kids would come over, my friends. And then, you know, and then other companies like Commodore 64, they come out with their own, things like that. But yeah, I mean, video games were, you know, getting pretty hot back then.
Yeah. Yes. So, moving on, when you were like during that time, what did you think you'd become in the future?
Well, obviously when I was in elementary, junior high, high school, junior high, I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do. High school, I always thought that I was going to be a business guy.
Yeah.
Because I remember even in junior high, because they didn't allow candy or gum. So yeah. I remember buying like packs of gum and then splitting it out and selling it individually to people, and you make a profit out of it. Oh. So I always thought, you know, I'd probably be some type of business guy, because my parents, my dad always owned his own business.
Yeah.
And so I thought I was going to grow up to be a business person. And then as I got older and then more of the technology came into the picture, I was like, I kind of like the technology side of it too.
Yeah.
So, but growing up, initially I thought, maybe just business side.
So, what is your, what are your credentials in for college?
So, what did I study?
Yeah.
And get my degree in? I got a bachelor's, I double majored. I got a bachelor's in accounting.
Yeah.
And in the, computer science field area. And I wanted to double major because I figure I could kind of get the best of both worlds there.
Yeah.
I like business, and accounting is very specific area, of course. But I also liked the technology side of things. And so I decided, you know what, I'll just do both.
Yeah.
Or at least study both.
Yeah. So what was your first job like after those?
Yeah, I actually got into being an accountant
Yeah.
first. But and it was fine, you know, being an accountant, you analyze a lot of data. It's more than just taking numbers and putting it in. You have to be able to take information, apply what they call generally accepted accounting principles, derive certain figures, and then that's what you put in the ledgers. It's not just about someone giving you the numbers and you put it in. So I really enjoyed the analytical piece of it, the numbers side of it. But I also enjoyed, you know, with any type of business or things like that, you all have to deal with business systems, like
Yeah.
computer systems. And I always enjoyed that piece of it too, having an opportunity to work in that side. And so my first job, to answer your question, was as an accountant.
Oh yeah. So, how did your career grow from there?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I remained an accountant probably for several years. Even when I got into it was first one was a it was a technically a nonprofit organization, but it was
Yeah.
a electric power research institute. And so it was a bunch of PhDs and science people researching different things. They get grants, and I work in the accounting field there. And then I went into a company called Sun Microsystems, and I was an accountant there. But that's when I got into more of the computer systems too, as part of that team. And then I had an opportunity a few years after that to get into software engineering at Oracle. And then so I went over to Oracle, and then that's when I left the accounting business side of things and went really into all software engineering side. And so I've been at Oracle for a little over 18 years.
Oh.
So I've been doing more or less, you know, in the software engineering side of things for about that length now.
Yeah, so how far have you moved up in the business in those like 18 years?
You mean like in terms of jobs?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a, you know, I started off as a engineer, senior engineer,
Yeah.
and then a principal engineer, and then I got into management. I was a, you know, applications development engineering manager, and then now, you know, I went up to senior manager, and then I'm a group manager, and so, you know, but I've never really had a desire to, you know, try to become like really high level manager or anything like that. For me, it was more, I wanted to work on some things that were interesting. That was more important than, you know, what my title was and things like that. And that should always be the key. You know, some people, you know, they like the title, but for me, you know, title is, it wasn't a big thing for me. It was always about, you know, working on things that I really enjoyed working on.
Yeah. So how do you see your career in the future?
Well, you know, I'm getting older, so, but I'm not that old.
Yeah.
So, career in the future, well, you know, what I'd like to do is start my own software business.
Yeah.
And I think that's where I see my career in the future, is at some point, even though I'm getting older, you know, you're never too old to do something, you know, interesting. And that's where I see myself, is doing my own thing, my own business at some point.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you could see into another dimension that's still in the past, which parts would you like to see?
So is this dimension where it's like a parallel dimension, everything happening exactly, or do I have control over saying, you know, like it's my life in a different, if I make different decisions, is that what?
You can choose to see different just decisions.
Okay. Well, it's hard to say, you know, if it's easy when things don't work out to say, you know, I wish I made this decision and
Yeah.
not that decision. But the fact is that I'm imperfect, we're all imperfect, and no one's gonna always make the perfect decision. And I could think back and say, if I made this decision, then it's possible I might not have gotten married to your mother.
Yeah.
And that means that you guys wouldn't be here.
Oh no.
And so So, you know, obviously, I don't regret certain things, right?
Yeah.
We all regret things, certain choices that we've made, maybe even certain things that we've said in life. But, you know, bigger choices, I can't say I do. But if I were to look at myself in a different dimension, only thing that I would like to see is that whatever's happening is that, you know, it shows that I'm working hard.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to do the right thing. And at least trying to, you know, live a good, happy life.
Yeah. So, which memory would you revisit if it was a parallel?
Yeah, that's a good one. I would probably say the 80s.
Yeah.
I really like the 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I would definitely like to revisit that 80s, and then maybe work a little harder to try to get a ticket to the U2 concert.
Yeah. So, after all that, what advice would you give to future generations?
What advice? I will say, it maybe sounds like a cliche, but I think based on my experience, one of the things that I try to do is not sweat the small stuff.
Yeah.
Because there's always going to be stuff that's going to come into your life where, like, hurdles or obstacles, and you don't want to make a big deal out of every little thing.
Yeah.
Then it just becomes very debilitating, and it's hard to you know, progress in your life and try to, you know, live a very happy life in that way.
Yeah.
So I would say, you know, don't sweat the small stuff. Try to be, always be industrious, hardworking, always put in the effort. No matter the outcome, if you put in the effort, you could always feel good about yourself that you did the best you could.
Yeah.
And then you could, you know, learn to pivot and say, okay, well, you know, if that didn't work out, I'm going to try this out. And never give up.
Yeah.
And do stuff, do things that you enjoy.
Yeah.
And that you really want to do. And that's not always easy. Sometimes you have to do, you know, you might have to work at a job that you don't quite enjoy, you're passionate about. But even in those circumstances, you could find things about it that you could try to enjoy.
Yeah.
Because you do want to put forth the best effort in whatever you're doing. But at the end of the day, I would say, you know, treat others with, always with compassion, dignity, and respect, no matter what.
Yeah.
And when you do that, you know, always good things will happen.
Well, that was the last question. Thanks. Do you have any closing statements?
Yeah. So I just want to say thanks, Reese, for this opportunity, because I don't get a lot of time to really think about my past, and it was very enjoyable reminiscing about my past with you. So thanks for interviewing me.
You're welcome.
Okay.
So that's the end of the interview.
That sounds great. Take care.
Okay. Bye.